Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Today, we have Dr. Albert Krauss of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing diagnostic testing. Welcome, Dr. Krauss.
Thank you.
Dr. Krauss, what cardiac diagnostic tests are available to patients at ACS? What are the most common types?
Well, there are several ancillary tests that we can do, but one thing usually if with your initial visit is an electrical tracing of your heart or an EKG. Sometimes that can tell us about how your rhythm is, your heart rhythm's doing. Are there any changes that would indicate structural damage to your heart? So we get a lot of information just from the EKG. If you're having chest pain or unusual shortness of breath or some symptoms that would suggest ischemic heart disease, a lot of times we'll discuss doing some sort of a stress test. And that's where we can either exercise you on a treadmill and take images of your heart to look for any what we call ischemia or reduced blood flow to areas of the heart. And then some patients aren't able to exercise, so we do a chemical stress test.
Is that a nuclear stress test? Is that what that's called?
It is.
Okay.
We can also do echocardiography. That kind of looks at the overall, it's an ultrasound basically to look at the heart structure and the valves and to look at the heart function and wall motion. Holter monitors are performed. That is, if you're having flutters or palpitations and we're worried about some sort of a heart arrhythmia, we'll do a Holter monitor and monitor your heartbeat for 24 to 48 hours and see if we can pick up exactly what symptoms you're having and if it's related to an arrhythmia. And then if you have an abnormal stress test and we're concerned about ischemic heart disease and it shows that you have a high-risk scan or moderate-risk scan on your nuclear stress test, we may suggest doing a heart catheterization. And that is where we actually run tubes or catheters up to the heart and inject dye or contrast in the circulation around the heart to look for the blockages.
And the heart cath, that's like a camera, right? That shows you everything that's going on in there?
Well, it's not necessarily a camera, but what it is there's little tubes or catheters that we run into the heart vessel, and we shoot the dye, and we take an X-ray. The dye will light the vessel up so that we can see where the blockage is.
And what should a patient expect with various testing?
Well, for like a stress test, a lot of times we'll want you to hold your breakfast or not eat for 12 hours ahead of time. And some of the stress tests, we require that you don't take in any caffeine for 24 hours because the stress agents can be affected by that. As far as the other tests that we talked about, they don't tend to require fasting, and they can be done right there in the office.
What are possible next steps for a patient after receiving cardiac diagnostic testing?
Well, depending on what we find, we'll probably go over the results with you and, discuss if there need to be any adjustments in medications or if medications need to be added for the heart condition. If, you're having significant symptoms of chest pain or that sort of thing with a majorly abnormal stress test, at least moderate to high risk type stress test, we may suggest a heart cath and we would kind of go over the procedure itself with you.
What should a patient expect if they need diagnostic testing that requires ongoing monitoring, like a Holter monitor or loop recorder?
I was telling you about the Holter monitor, that usually requires two electrodes are placed to the chest, and they have to wear that for about 24 hours. And we give them a little diary. If they have any fluttering or palpitations, they need to document the time. And we can actually go back and look at that point in time and see if they're having any rhythm, arrhythmias associated with the symptoms. A loop recorder is actually that's a 30-day monitoring device. They can wear that during the day, but it's also they're able to take it off for showering and that sort of thing. It's a little bit more cumbersome. You have to wear it for 30 days. But in some people, it their symptoms are very infrequent, so it may take that to diagnose exactly what's going on. There is an implantable loop recorder, too, that we use sometimes in patients that we're worried about a slow heartbeat or arrhythmia that maybe they're blacking out or something like that. But it only occurs maybe every 6 months. And so in those people, we implant a recorder under the skin that can monitor the heartbeat for up to 3 years.
And, you know, we talked with Dr. Jimmy a few weeks ago about cardiac catheterization and the great things happening at Advanced Heart and Vascular Center. For those that missed it, would you please recap what AHVC or the Advanced Heart and Vascular Center is?
It's our outpatient catheterization lab. It's located right there at the office. It's on the second floor. It's sort of a nice alternative to in-hospital procedures. And basically what we do is the heart caths, like I was telling you about, and we do therapeutic, sometimes therapeutic interventions. If they need an angioplasty or stent to open up a vessel, we can do that there in the lab. And a lot of times they can go home the same day.
Well, that is really exciting that we have something that advanced, such an advanced center right here in Shreveport. And it sounds like there are a lot of wonderful things happening at ACS.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't thank you enough for joining us. And to learn more about advanced cardiovascular specialists, visit acsdoctors.com.